You noble spectators, wheresoe'er you may be, your attention I beg and I crave. 'Tis all my desire to make a large room and abundance of pastime you will have. I am the second Samson in Judges you'll find, who delights in his darling so dear. What a blockhead was I for to tell her my mind, so gallant and quick you shall hear. Here comes the first lad that laid hands upon me, although I was grieved to the heart. As I sat asleep on my dear darling's knee, the barber was playing his part. The next is his brother, you might think they were twins. I thought by the world they would fight. When these two Philistian seized on me, you'd have thought they'd have ruined me quite. The third is a man of so much milder blood, some pity there's lodged in his breast. He oftentimes threatened to do me some good, but he doesn't for fear of the rest. Now the fourth, he comes on like a ranting young lad, he likes some majestical stance. It was he that gave orders that I should be pulled, so they fettered my feet and my hands. The fifth is as cruel can be, the others and him did advise. It was he that gave orders I should no more see, so they instantly bored out my eyes. The sixth is no better at all than the rest, he was the first breeder of strife. If any of you had been there in my place, you'd been glad to come off with your lives. These are the six lads that laid hands upon me without the consent of my dear. But I shall come even with them by and by, so gallant and quick you shall hear. When they were so busy carousing with wine, the first one for Samson did call, and I pulled down the house and slew all at that time, and so was an end to them all.